In two cases in two cities in less than 2 weeks, two grand juries declined to indict white police officers accused of killing unarmed black men. But in today's case in New York, it was on tape. Hari Srinivasan has more on the case of Eric Garner.
Reaction to the grand jury decision has been sharp and highlights a very tense relationship between police in New York City and the communities they serve. It's also a test for its new mayor. Joining us now is Pravesh Alwani, criminal justice reporter for The Wall Street Journal. So, surprised by this?
I think there's some surprise by this. I think, some people believe that because there was a video in this case that there was a little bit more of a clear-cut path to a charge of some kind. The grand jury ultimately decided that there wasn't.
Okay, the parallels and the not-so-parallels with Ferguson.
I think that, some of the parallels are there's a belief that it's almost impossible to indict a police officer in a case where a autopsy reveals that there's a homicide, but there are very different situations here, just, in one, how they sort of played out, and two, on the ground, the way the situation is. I think New York City is in a much different situation than Ferguson is.
Right. We just played a little bit of the video. I think most of the country is sitting there wondering, wait, this was, everyone can see that something horrible happened to this man, that there was a chokehold applied. The New York City Police Department came out and said, this is not a maneuver that we authorize. The coroner or the medical examiner said this is homicide by choking. Yet still, the grand jury couldn't come up with it.
Well, they said it was in part by a homicide by choking. But, what the medical examiner determines and how a criminal investigation unfolds is very different. Chokeholds are banned by use by the NYPD, but the unions and the officer have maintained that it's a maneuver that they were taught at the academy, and it was using that maneuver and not intended to be a chokehold at all.
Right. This evening, we also heard the mayor go out and say that this is just one chapter that's closed.
Correct.
This is something the New York Police Department and the city has been preparing for.
Correct. The NYPD has been preparing for this for weeks. The police commissioner, even last week after the Ferguson riots, sent down a couple of his own detectives to learn on-the-ground techniques and get on-the-ground information for how New York City could proceed, when Eric Garner's decision came down. You still have two other pending investigations. You have an internal affairs investigation that will determine if Officer Panaleo was actually in violation of NYPD protocol. You also have the Department of Justice announcing that they're opening a civil rights investigation today into the Eric Garner matter.
Okay, so when these investigations happen, is that going to change the feeling of the cops on the street, the ones that you talk to as you do your reporting? Right now, what's the position that they're in?
It's going to depend on how things sort of unfold. I think over the next couple of days, I mean, there is some apprehension on part of the cops, what you hear from some of the unions out there. But at the same time, you hear the police department say that the cops are going to, go through some retraining and ultimately they expect officers to do their jobs.
Right. And what kinds of retraining has the police department considered in the wake of this and in the wake of the Ferguson case, which, while it's different, is coming within a week of this?
Sure. The NYPD announced about a week after the Eric Garner incident, less than a week after the Eric Garner incident, that it was going to retrain all 35,000 of its officers. That retraining has already begun, particularly this week, and it's going to focus on things like use of force, use of language, and a retraining of some of these techniques that are used in the field.
And what about the change that the New York Police Department went through in the beginning at the Garner incident? They said someone died in custody. After the video came out, it was a different narrative altogether.
Oh, I think to listen to the NYPD said that, they didn't realize ultimately that there was a video. And once they realized there was a video, that video was reviewed. And I think they came out and gave what they believe, as part of how the investigation then would move forward out of that.
And the prosecutor also said today, almost kind of setting the tone, that don't expect all of the evidence to be made public as it was in the Ferguson matter.
Correct.
Right? And we don't really know whether he tried to go after a lesser charge of, say, manslaughter.
Right. I mean, it's not 100% clear what charges were presented to the grand jury. The Staten Island District Attorney has come out and said that, the laws in New York are different from the laws in Missouri. And so he is bound by New York laws and must go to a judge to release some information. And it's not even clear what kind of information he is seeking to release. In Missouri, you know, the laws allowed them to release all of the grand jury testimony.
And finally, is there any action that the New York Police Department can take independent of this grand jury or the Department of Justice?
Yeah, absolutely. As it pertains to Officer Panaleo and even the other officer that was with him, who have both been placed on modified duty, they are looking into determine if they violated any of the NYPD protocols. And the NYPD protocols say that there's no use of chokehold allowed. Now it'll be up to the internal affairs investigators to determine if Officer Panaleo violated that, and
yep.
then up to the board to make a recommendation on what kind of discipline he gets, and it could lead up to as far as him being fired from the police force by Police Commissioner Bratton.
Okay, Prabhu Shalani of the Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thanks.